Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you love it? Don't you feel it? Doesn't that make you want to get up and start dancing?
Yeah, man. It does.
Okay, well, so welcome, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of This Week in Digital Media. I'm Greg Masters, your co-host, and I'm joined today, as always, by my partner in crime, Mr. Lon Levin. Lonnie, there?
Yeah, I am. I hit the mute button, and it's off, so I'm on.
Okay, good. We can hear you now. So,
thank you, sir.
We are, you know, rather than at the risk of messing up this introduction, since you're the one who has found this special guest today, I'm gonna kick it over to you, and you can give the introduction and take it away.
I will. But Craig, I want you to be involved in this. If you have questions, you'll ask our special guest. Okay.
Si, senor.
Okay. All right, so yeah, this I want to introduce everybody to Paul Pate. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Paul. Yeah, hi. He's an illustrator and a designer from Michigan. You're in Flint, Michigan, right?
Actually, I live in Rockford, Michigan, which is in the west side of the state. Flint's in the east side of the state, but I used to live in Flint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's in Rockford, and Paul, didn't I discover you through LinkedIn? Is that how I did it?
Yes.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the internet.
So I discovered Paul on LinkedIn. He had posted some information, and you know, because I'm in the digital space and I'm on LinkedIn a lot with different groups, I discovered Paul and his creation, which is called Detective Perez. Or Rust
That's
City,
correct.
Which, how, does it go by Rust City or Detective Perez, Paul?
Well, yeah, Detective Perez, and he lives in Rust City, so.
Right, okay, which you said is modeled after Flint, Michigan.
Yes, the lovely town of Flint, Michigan.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't know. We're West Coasters. I'm sitting here in the sunshine in Los Angeles, and Greg is in Oceanside, so.
Well, I think Michael Moore did a movie about Flint, Michigan.
Yep. Yeah, that's the Flint, Michigan. I don't think the sun shines in Flint, Michigan since, like, 1972.
That's sad.
Well, that's, you know, is that the reason why in this, for everybody who's listening, all of you fans, is that the reason why you've done this in black and white, basically? That it reflects,
yeah, I think so.
You know?
I think so. It's kind of a noir feel
Yeah, definitely has that. It definitely has that noir feel. So let me ask you some questions. Well, first of all, let's reel it back a little bit and get some like background information. Okay. Are you a native of Michigan?
I was born in Texas, but moved to Michigan when I was 7 with my family, and I've lived here ever since. So.
Okay. So, and. Were you always interested in art?
Yeah, I've been drawing since I lived in Texas. So
wow, that's
I've
a
been
long, okay.
drawing my whole life. Yeah, my whole
okay.
life.
Okay, and did you study that in art school or just on your own or both or what?
Mostly on my own. I was an art major for a while, but then I got my degree in advertising, and I've been a freelance artist as well. So,
did you work in ad agencies?
No. I've done, you know, just strictly freelance, you know,
Okay.
a couple of little jobs here and there for ad agencies, but never like an in-house position.
I see. Okay. All right. So when and how did you come up with the idea for Perez?
Well, I lived in Flint. It's been almost 20 years ago that I lived in Flint, and it's a declining city. And but yeah, I fell in love with it, and I love the people there, and just the feel of it. And I have I have ever since. And so for a long, long time, I've had this story in the just grinding around in my brain, and finally I got the opportunity to spend the time to finally put it into a novel, and so that's what I did. And Detective Perez is just a character that I came up with. He's supposed to have sort of a nondescript name, just a common name that he's just sort of your everyman. So Perez seemed to be sort of fit that role.
So, well, it's interesting that you say that, because I was going to ask you, my next question was, you know, why Perez? I mean, to me, Perez, you know, I live on the West Coast. There's a huge Hispanic culture here. And so I thought you chose that name specifically because of the fact that it's a Hispanic name. Is that true or not true?
Well, let me ask you something, Lon. What did you think his heritage was after you read the book? Did you think he was Hispanic or...
I read it like he was Hispanic, but he didn't have it. It's not the kind of Hispanic person that lives out here that I'm used to, but different,
right.
Maybe
my intention
Puerto Rican
was, you know,
or something else.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what he is, and that was kind of my intention, is he's just supposed to be beige.
I see. Yeah, yeah. But he decidedly looks Hispanic to me. I mean, until he shaves his head and cuts his hair, his goatee off, then
right.
Then he does look kind of nondescript. You know.
That's
so
kind of what I was going for.
Well, that's interesting.
So he can be whatever you want him to be. He's just your average Midwest detective trying to keep from getting destroyed by vampires, you know.
Now, have you had, I know in the past, my dad used to have this fascination with the police force, I guess, because he was in World War II. And so he used to ride around in police cars with he'd befriend these lieutenants or captains or whatever, and ride around with them when they were doing their things on the street, mainly at night. And I went with him a couple times when I got older. And it's fascinating to drive a homicide detective in the back seat, and they're cruising around and telling you exactly what's going on in the street. It's almost like another world completely. That you don't see if you're just, you know, by yourself. But when you're with them, you get the full picture, which is almost kind of like the way you've written this thing in a way.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what I was going for. Wow, that's really cool.
No, I think that that's the way it... That's the way it comes off, particularly the way you introduce the character, and he seems to be kind of doing the normal stuff, and then all of a sudden he kicks it, you know, Bubba, and you can explain who he is. Bubba gets introduced, and all of a sudden we're into a whole different thing, you know. and where now does Bubba, obviously, is a name that's frequently used in Texas, right? Or expression?
I don't know. No, it's just a character that this is, you know, entertainment, and he's just I don't know, he's supposed to be a wild truck driving hillbilly vampire hunting dude, you know.
Well, yeah, he is kind of that. So, so. Let me ask you, so you try to put as much stuff in this as possible in terms of action, adventure, you know, character, vampires, you know, hillbilly, big dudes. I mean, did you specifically think about the demographic that you were going for when you were doing that, or just like, this is my story and whoever likes it, likes it?
Yeah, I kind of went for the whoever likes it, likes it. You know, this is what I like. I wanted to be, I mean, this sounds corny, but I've heard make it heartfelt. And so, you know, it's not a real deep story. It's just fun. action, like you said, full of action, lots of different characters, and that's the kind of thing I like. And so I wanted to do that, and if somebody likes it, great. If nobody does, well, that wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, I liked it. It was fun drawing it and writing it, and so that's what I wanted to go for. So
that's what I went for. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think it's best when you're doing things from your heart and you're doing things that you enjoy doing. I mean, I worked in the studio system where I did things that I did not enjoy doing, but I was good at it, and I quit because I just couldn't handle it after a while. And now I'm, you know, it's not as financially rewarding, but mentally rewarding it is a lot, because I'm doing what I like to do. Just like I'm talking to you, it's what I like to do, is to find out about other creative people, because so often we're working in a vacuum, you know, by ourselves, or show it to our wife or our kids or whoever. And all of them are going to say, yeah, fantastic, Paul, you did a great job. This is incredible. And it's better to get it out, which is good that you put it out on LinkedIn, you know,
to get
some feedback from people. I had done that earlier with a piece that I had drawn that my rep in New York said, well, I can't sell this. This is too weird.
Actually, you know, to clarify, Lon, I found you on LinkedIn. I responded to that picture that you're talking about your rep.
So that was it. That was I drew this thing. I have this character. Now he's not Perez. He's a fat little dumpy dude, spoiled, and lives in his own castle and has his own lake, and he doesn't
Perhaps
have a story
he's
yet.
When he gets,
Yeah, there's no story yet, but I thought it was a great character, and I had developed it, you know, and I was like, you know, upset for him, because to me, and I'm sure you feel this way about Perez, he lives, you know, he's a real guy to me, and that's why I responded to Perez. He's so real, you know, to me. I totally related to him, and actually some of the things that I'm starting to do, and I'll tell you more about this when we're off the air, but it's okay that people hear this. I'm starting to tweet as Detective Perez.
Wow. All right. That's crazy. but brilliant. Hello?
Yeah, Lonnie? I think he's on mute again. Lon has this fat finger thing, you know. He sort of can't quite get it. So,
hey, Greg. I heard that.
All right.
I just went mute to see if you would criticize me.
Mm-hmm. It only took two or three seconds.
Yeah, so anyway, I think that, you know, that it's good to get feedback from your peers. Really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like I said, it's been a great honor to get, you know, I mean, you've been very complimentary, and I can obviously see your talent, and so that means a lot to me, Lon.
Well, I appreciate that, and believe me, the more you know me, you might change your mind. But, the way I feel is we help each other, you know, particularly, you know, when it comes to, you've got a great story, you've got a great character, and people should know about it. And it's really difficult to get out there, particularly you're out there in Michigan. I mean, I can't imagine how you engage with any of the movers and shakers, because they're in New York or they're in Chicago or they're in L.A., it's really hard. Here I'm in LA, so I'm in contact with that kind of area. I mean, has that ever I know that you got this on Amazon, but has that ever deterred you, you know, from doing any of this, the fact that you're not in
I mean, well, you know, No, I like I said, it's something that comes from my heart, and I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter if it doesn't go anywhere. I'm doing it because it's something that I feel, you know, it's what I do. So I want to be able to have something to show and something to offer. And if something comes of it, that's awesome. You know, I want to get better at it too. I think I can do. I can improve and get better at it. And so, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't deter me.
It really comes off in the work when I went through it, and I've looked at your other work, the more commercial work, because Paul does do, for those of you listening, Paul does do commercial work, and he's available. You can go to Paul Pate Design.
Paul Pate Design.
.com. Yeah, plug yourself, please. But the amount of work, I know from doing this stuff, the amount of work you put into this is unbelievable. I mean, it's just a lot. Aside from writing it, this has deterred me from writing a graphic novel so far, that there's so much drawing involved in compiling, and you have to think of clever ways to stage. So you're really a director, right?
Yes.
In what you're doing. And so you've done a great job of that, because you have all these interesting angles and action happening that is different than you. I mean, it's not slick like a Batman comic, you know, where it's incredibly a Jim Lee thing that's so incredibly drawn. It's not like that, but that wouldn't fit this. Your drawing style kind of fits the story. That's a style that you use for everything, or is that something you just did for Perez?
I think, unfortunately, I have a style. I wish I was flexible enough and good enough to draw like Jim Lee if I felt like it, but I don't know.
Me too.
I think that's my style. I kind of developed the characters before I set out on it. You know, the look that I was going to have for it, the sort of the cartoony look. But,
when you were doing this, Paul, did you write the story first? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I wrote an outline, and I wrote an outline and then improvised as I went along and did a lot of acting, you know.
I see. So when you were staging this, and drawing it, what were the steps that you used to draw this?
As you probably know, each page is pretty standard. There's a few variations, but it's a pretty standard 3-frame page. And so I just had a template that I worked on, and I work on regular 8.5 by 11 piece of typing paper and ink out the page, and then I scan it into my computer and do the grayscale coloring and the lettering and the
I see.
And finish it off.
What kind of pen did you use for that?
My favorite pen, which is a Flair felt tip marker. It's cheap, but it's my favorite pen.
It's really funny because, you know, you go to art school. I went to Art Center, right? And they teach you about all these pencils and pens, and they're all expensive, and all these brushes and Winsor Newton this and that, I'm kind of like you. I found something that I'm comfortable with, you know, in drawing my drawings, and I draw them with a Bic pencil, one of those little plastic Bic pencils, because they're so cheap. And, you know, the whole idea of taking you remember in art school, you'd take the X-Acto knife, and instead of, you know, putting it into a pencil sharpener, you have to whittle it off, you know, so that you get the right point. But that takes so goddamn long to do. It's just that I started getting into, I just went, you know, I don't like that. I'm just going to go with the Bic. And so most of my stuff, my cartoons that I've done, and I don't know if you've seen any of those, but those were all done. They're all done with the Bic pencil, you know. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to get tools.
I plow through these Flair markers, you know, they cost, you can buy two for $1.89, I think, or something like
that. Yeah, now you're talking. That's the way to go.
And
so if somebody
and
gave
type,
you a, I've
type
got
paper,
a,
you can get like 500 pages for, you know, $9.99 and it's recyclable or something like that. So,
what is, do you keep all the drawings? You've got all the drawings?
Yeah, I have all my Detective Perez originals in a folder, and it's in the basement collecting dust. So,
well, you should maybe
sure.
hang on to them, because maybe between us we'll make it famous enough that somebody will want the real drawings and spend money on it. That would always be surprising. You never know. I save all of my stuff, and I have two ex-wives who complained about it, and now my girlfriend has told me it's okay, but you have to keep them out of sight. But, you have thousands of drawings. Where do you deal with them? Put them in the garage,
yeah.
Right, or the basement. We don't have basements here, because in L.A. we don't have basements generally. That's an East Coast
thing. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So now I read or I heard somewhere you're going to do a follow-up book. Are you working on a follow-up book?
No, I haven't started yet. I'm taking a break. I actually just completed a children's book, and that hasn't been published.
Yeah, I saw
that.
That hasn't been published yet. That's
published.
The Predator Incognito?
Yes, the groundbreaking children's book, Predator Incognito, with author Stephen Carr.
okay. So this is a self-published
Yeah, I'm the illustrator, and Stephen Carr is the author and the publisher. And
I see.
That will be available in early 2012. So I'm not exactly sure. But it's a really different kind of book. It's pretty wild. So
it is. Interesting. I like what I saw on the cover. It looked very interesting and very in line with what is happening in the children's book world.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it being published. So, but I just finished that. I'm taking a break, and I may try to do some portraits or something for a couple of months maybe, and then I want to dig back into Detective Perez and the Rust City Stabber.
Rust City Stabber. Cool. Very cool. Well, hopefully what we'll do is we'll make we'll be able to publicize this enough people get to read it that they'll be looking forward to the second one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be
Thanks
awesome.
A lot.
Well, so you're, let me see, you're married, right?
Yep. My
wife. You have kids?
Yeah, I've got four kids. My son, Nathan's 13, Emily is 8, Ryan, my stepson, is 9, and then we just had Julia, and she is 8 months old. So.
Wow. So what do your kids think of your drawings and all that?
They don't even, bat an eye. I mean, I'm sitting over there at my table and my computer, and they just carry on without me. So it's just what I do, you know.
Well,
I'm like
your
furniture.
Now, if you got a 13-year-old, isn't he interested in
yeah,
Perez?
No, he loves soccer. So they draw a little bit, you know, but they're not too interested. But
it seemed like to me, and again, we'll talk about this off the air, but a Detective Perez video game of some sort would seem to be a natural type thing to do. And I think that, and then I think kids his age and on up to 24 would be interested. If you've got, you know, a detective hunting vampires and werewolves and who knows what.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
could be something.
Game.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we'll have to explore that.
Yeah, I'm typically at my table drawing while the kids are playing video games, and I'm, you know, telling them how bad video games are for them. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were at CES 2012 in Vegas a couple weeks ago, Greg and I, and I was on this they have different tracks that they do, and they showed all this stuff for kids. It's called Kids at Play at CES. And there are some incredible games coming out. In fact, the keynote speaker, the keynote speaker was talking about a game. It's a nonprofit thing, but it's a game that, and I don't recall the name offhand, but where he has Arab and Israeli kids playing each other. They've got armies, and they're playing against each other, but the Arabs have the Israeli army, and the Israelis have the Arab army. And so they get to experience what it's like to be on the other side. So it's a learning tool.
Right,
but
brilliant.
They're shooting and running around and all that kind of stuff. And so it's becoming very prevalent. The gaming industry is humongous. Kids. And it goes, and it goes all the way from, you know, toddlers. There's a company called Leapfrog that has a bunch of great games for learning. All the way up to, you know, the stuff where you're ripping heads off and that kind of stuff. So it's an interesting area. So I would imagine that my kids are older, so they're not interested in that. My daughter's interested in buying expensive clothes now. But, you know,
so
it used to be
early,
video games. Yeah, it does. That it does. So, and you have this. Is Perez? Is that his girlfriend that's in there in the story?
His girlfriend is not to give too much away, but she's the murder victim. And
right.
And then he's got a prospective girlfriend. Throughout the rest of the book.
So it's got romance in there too. There's some romance.
Yeah, a little
and
bit
some
of twisted. A little twisted romance, I'd say.
A little twisted. Well, you know, hey, that's the best kind sometimes.
From my experience.
Yeah. So, well, actually, you know, this is something I would imagine where you could live out your fantasy and do something with it that could be entertaining to people. Has that crossed your mind at all?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know about living out fantasies. But that's what my wife tells me I'm doing, but... she questions the anatomy of the women in the books. But,
well, she wants you to make them dumpy.
Well, actually, I've the main female character in the book I've modeled after my beautiful wife. So,
I'm not sure
where she's going with that. But, no, I just tried to have fun with it, and I hope that got conveyed through the story. So that's what I was doing. And
well, I definitely think it got conveyed through the story because I'm going to make Greg read it because he'll enjoy it too. He especially likes twisted romances. So, Paul, I hear a little jingle in the background, which means we're running out of time. But I got to tell you, I mean, I could be talking to you for hours, and I really appreciate you coming on at such short notice.
No problem. It's been fun.
And I'm sure that everybody who will read Detective Perez will be as happy with it as I am. So we're going to get it out there. We're going to let people know Detective Perez is on the prowl. He's hunting
Detective
vampires.
Perez, welcome. Yep, Detective Perez, Welcome to Rust City by Paul Pate. It's on Amazon. And check it out.
Absolutely. We're going to check it out. And everybody out there who listens, check it out too. Greg?
Well, that was good information, Paul. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And I'm intrigued enough. I'm going to take a look at the book. I was kind of enjoying the artwork and certainly enjoyed the exchange with Lon. So congratulations on getting it published and hope great things are in store for you.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So... Oh, I hear more singing, and we'll talk soon, Paul, about more stuff, and we're gonna promote the hell out of it because we love it, and we're hoping it's a big success.
Awesome, it's cool. I look forward to it. Thanks, Lon.
Cool.
Thanks, Very Paul. Cool. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, guys, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right, well, that's going to conclude our another smashing success episode in This Week in Digital Media on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Greg Master, your co-host. We do this weekly. Join us next week at This Week in Digital Media. Bye now.